Service moves past self and elevates others into the spotlight. It takes a focus off you and puts it on others. Today on Growing Hope, we find ways to grow up a heart for service.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, welcome to Growing Hope, where we invest a few moments to live bold and purposeful. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and Dream Igniter. I believe you have it in you right now to fly into all of your big dreams. We just have to unlock your daring, your willingness to step into possibilities, and then you'll be free. Now, we don't always think about doing things for others when we're looking for ways to be free. Serving others sounds constrictive, and it sounds confining, and it definitely screams that you're going to be limited in what you get to do. You're not going to get to do all you want to do because you're serving others. But when we're looking at service through the prism of God's eyes, it elevates service to a place of freedom. No longer will you be limited to what they can do for you, or restricted by what they have done for you in the past, or against you, or to you. Instead, you're going to be free to do what you need to do, and that's going to continue to push you forward into your unique place in God's purpose and design, because you're no longer limited by they. You grow up a heart for service when you quit thinking about what you can get out of it, when you pray before taking action, when you set the martyr in you free, when you avoid the compulsion to overdo, and when you release the need to possess. Service is all about you, only in the sense that you have to make the choice to overcome the compulsion to make it all about you. We were attending a church that loved to throw showers. Baby showers, wedding showers, we're having another baby showers. It always surprised me that they didn't just have a spring shower so they'd have something to fill in the gaps. They loved their showers. But I began to notice a pattern. For some, the showers were elaborate. There was extensive decorations, lots and lots of food. There would be punch and cake. There was always punch and cake. For others, it would just be a basic tablecloth, mints, nuts, and then the punch and cake. I've always been one to stand up for the underdog, so I decided it was up to me to take a stand against this mint and nut only situation. I didn't like it. I didn't like that they were limited. All of the showers needed to be created equal. So the next shower that was announced, I volunteered to take the lead. I went all out, not only with the snacks and food, but with decorations. I finally had the opportunity to release my hospitality gift and to make use of all that stuff that I had received at my own showers. So several months later, and many, many, many showers later, I was shocked. Nobody was telling me how amazing I was. Nobody was sending me thank you notes for doing all that I was doing. They just continued to thank the ladies group because it was the ladies group that was hosting the event. But they weren't thanking the individuals in the group. And that, by that, I mean me. And then it hit me. I had managed to turn something that was supposed to be all about her into something that was all about me. And along the way, I lost my heart for service. When it's all about you, it's not service, it's selfishness. If you're going to grow up a heart of service, you will have to get intentional, not only about what you do, but about why you do. You cannot serve others and focus on self. You cannot serve others and worry about self. To truly invest in serving others, the focus has to be on the others. If you're going to grow up a heart that is in service, that sees service through that same prism that God sees it, then you're going to have to choose, and it's a choice, choose to focus on the others and not on self. And self is going to kick up a fit. Self doesn't like it when self doesn't get the attention. Self demands that you turn and focus on self. So be aware, be alert, and be prepared for self to say, look at me. And make the intentional choice to shift the focus and look at others. And when you do, you'll have a heart of service. Doing for others is essential for walking out your place and purpose, but it takes effort to grow up the heart of service that gets you there. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will nurture these seeds of service for growing to our place and purpose. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Corps. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They're surrounding the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this... Please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Connery by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Hello and welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are finding ways to grow up a heart for service. I am Catherine Lang, passionate purpose pursuer. Not just for me, but for you as well. If you need a little jumpstart for finding your focus, let's talk. Set up your free 30-minute jumpstart call with me today at coachforfocus.com. It takes focus to get there, and it has to be the right focus. The wrong focus won't get you there, or the wrong focus will get you tangled up in chaos so that you don't really get anywhere. I've mentioned before my high school geometry teacher, Mr. Godwin, and how he taught me to draw a straight line without a ruler. Basically, you just put two dots on your paper. You put your pencil on the first dot, and then you look at the second dot. With your focus on the second dot, move your pencil along the paper to meet up with that second dot. You'll draw a straight line. If you look at the pencil, that line will be crooked, or at worst, it's going to be nowhere near that second dot. If you try to look back at the first dot, your line's going to get all wonky. So you have to keep your focus on the second dot. You can't look back. You have to keep your focus on that second dot, and then you'll get your straight line. When it comes to growing up a heart for service, the second dot is the other person, not self. And if you try to focus on self, your line gets all wonky. Or worse, you end up nowhere near where you intended to go. So the first thing is to quit thinking about what you will get out of it, even if you're supposed to be getting something out of it. It's not the actual results that matter. It's all about your focus, your heart focus. When I started hosting the different showers at church, or should I say when I took the lead because it was the women's group that did the actual hosting, But it all started out as a focus for making others feel special. I tried to approach it as if they were my daughter or my friend or my sister or my mother. Somewhere between the first dot and the second dot, I lost that focus. I began to wonder about when others would compliment me and my amazing abilities and investments. And just now it dawned on me that I'd gotten so busy in much doing. That's what had happened to me. And I missed the point of service. It wasn't about the actions, but about the attitude. I had a heart issue. So it's way too easy to get caught up in being busy with much doing. That's why it's so important to keep the focus on the service and off of what you may or may not get. Second, pray before you act, and especially before you commit to an action. Even acts of service can push you away from where you're supposed to be. It can keep you from moving closer to your place and purpose, unless that action aligns with God's design for you in His purpose. Now, I've heard how God doesn't call the equipped, instead He equips the called. I get annoyed when I hear this, and I hear it or see it way too often. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, why would God spend all the time and effort crafting you as you are, only to call you for something He hadn't equipped you to do? Now, you may not understand your full design or completely comprehend how it is you're supposed to be working out your place in God's purpose, but all that you need to follow your unique path was planted in you at the beginning of time. It's your heart seed. The dot in this particular part of the journey is understanding what God planted in you and how He designed you, and that you will, and how He wants you to move. And when you understand all that, then you can be in service to others. And you get to that place through prayer. So definitely keep praying as you go, but always pray before you act. Third, set the martyr free. I mean, it's not about you. No matter how awesome you may be, thank you very much. If you don't do it, it will still get done if it's supposed to be done. If you believe you're the only one in the world that can make it happen, then you might think a little too highly of yourself. Side note here, you are the only one that can fulfill your place in God's purpose, because that place was designed for you and you were crafted to fit in it. That's this that I'm talking about right now is not that that. The martyr will say things like, I'm the only one that can lead this class, or I'm the only one that can preach that sermon, or 100 others, I'm the only one type declarations. When the martyr in you puffs up, remember Jesus said that if the people didn't cry out, wouldn't give the praise, then the rocks would. If rocks can do it, someone else can handle it. Also be aware, plum disease, that's poor little old me, plum disease often springs up from a case of the only kind of focuses. Okay, so the fourth thing is to avoid the compulsion to overdo. Too much of anything is not good. You need balance in life and for life. If you crowd your schedule so that you're so busy with much doing, you won't be able to join God when you see Him at work. And more than likely, you'll be too busy to even see Him at work. If you crowd your body through overindulgences, you'll be in no condition to join God in His work. If you crowd the mind with too much of the stuff of the world, then there'll be no room for the intentional things of God. The more crowded things become, the more difficult it will be for you to maneuver successfully through it all. Your focus will keep going back to that first dot, or you'll get caught up in the movement of the pencil. So keep it simple, or at least keep it roomy. And finally, avoid taking possession, or it will possess you. We are stewards, not owners. I started a Bible study for the women at church, and it was one I had been part of before, and I had a lot of success with it, but I wanted to go deeper. I was ready to take the experience to the next level. So I started this group. And the group I started began having amazing breakthroughs. Lives were being changed because of this group I started. Do you see where I'm going with this? When a situation came up that threatened the group I had started, I went on the defense. I called someone I knew would stand up with me because I respected their spiritual walk, and I just knew that I'd get the support to stop the situation that was trying to break up the group that I had started. And she said, give it to God. Trust God. It is His after all. That's not what I wanted to hear, but it's what I needed to hear. She reminded me that the focus has to be on God. Everything else is a waste. Let go of the need to possess. Growing a heart for service requires keeping the focus on God. A shift in focus changes the heart. So do for God. Do as unto God. Join God in His doing. Let the actions you take in service become a reflection of a heart focused on God. The more you practice this, the more you practice focusing on God when it comes to service. Instead of saying, can I do that? You're saying, God, do you want me to do this? The more that becomes your focus, the bolder you become in service. And you don't even feel like it's a sacrifice. You become infused with encouragement because of the choices that you make and the focus that you have. It really is a heart thing. When your heart is focused on God, then God becomes the source for the response and the reactions of the service. It's no longer about the people, about the world. It's about God and fulfilling your place in His purpose. You're joining Him in fulfilling His purpose. Now, believe me, God's got this. But because we're made for relationships, He wants us to join Him and work with Him and work for Him and through Him to show the world the reflection of Him. But we have to make the choice to do that. And we make that choice when we focus on growing up a heart that's in service to others through our focus on God. God first, others second. It's a choice. You are called to be in relationship, and relationship grows up when fed by acts of service. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we will close out these ideas for growing up a heart of service. Growing Hope will be back after these messages.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or KatherineLang.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's P-E-C-U-P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-O-N-S. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams. Welcome back to today's final segment of Growing Hope, where we are walking through the things we need to do to begin to nurture a heart for service. I am Catherine Lang, darer of big dreams. You are called to thrive, and you are right now one step away from that intentional life. Visit whiteboardofworlddomination.com today to learn more about what you can do to begin intentionally living in your purpose. Everything that we're doing comes back around to a personal choice. I guess in some ways it really is all about you. What will you choose to do? You can thrive in the blessings of God, or you can simply survive in the chaos of the world. The difference is in the focus. When you focus on what you will get, or more likely, when you focus on what you aren't getting that you think you should, you know, like when you do a shower for somebody, then you will struggle and get caught in the survival instincts. But when you focus on the blessings and promises of God, no matter the circumstances or the surroundings, then you're going to thrive. No matter what the world says or what the world sees, you will thrive. But either way, it's still your choice. I had my day all planned out. I mean, the meals were prepped, the chores were checked off, the spaces were cleaned up and cleared out so I could knock out my writing content. I had a plan. And then my mom called. She needed a ride to an appointment. Now, it wasn't a surprise appointment. She knew it was coming. She'd had it on her calendar. It was just more that she had gotten comfortable knowing that I would be home so she could reach out and I'd help. Okay, another side note. When you work from home or you homeschool, then the people around you, they're going to expect you to be available. So just be prepared. Back to service. As my mom talked, I looked around my perfectly prepared space and I smiled. See, at least it was clean and the chores were done. So maybe the day wasn't going as I had expected it. But at least God had prepared the day for me and prepared me for the day. Be focused on service so you're prepared to serve. Release expectations. Pray first. Say no to martyrdom. Keep it simple and let go of possessing. When things happen, and believe me, things are going to happen, self will demand your focus. If you make the purposeful choice to keep your focus on God, no matter what does happen, you will be able to smile, knowing God has prepared you for the day and the day for you. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. You make me smile, and a smile is a great little bit to help find the right focus. We're going to continue working through the different chapters of Place in Purpose over the next few weeks. So if you haven't yet gotten your copy, visit harnessyourwhy.com and order yours. And if you have missed out on any of the Growing Hope episodes, you can catch up by watching or listening over at growingholeradio.com. I encourage you to invite a friend to join us on this website, on the website or on the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group, because we do better and we are stronger when we go together. So let's be bold in purpose and on purpose together as we're going to practice these intentional actions for living out our unique place in God's design. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish a foundation of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. You've got this. It's in you right now. You have what you need, planted in your heart seed at the beginning of time to grow up into all of your possibilities. You can live your big dreams when you make the intentional choice to walk out the steps of loving God and through that love, loving others. And it will become so much easier and so much clearer about where you need to go. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me and connect with me, because I believe in you and I'm here to cheer you on, encourage you, and lift you up so that you can be all that you're designed to be. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.